just opening up your mind to, are there other options for personalization? Because it does not, we have to get away from the thinking that it just means automated journeys or trigger-based journeys, because personalization at a high level is just creating a unique, empathetic experience for each and every customer that delights them. Welcome to the State of CRM podcast. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ben.
And this week, we're going to be talking about the promises specifically that big CRM tech makes. And with any B2B company, essentially what they're selling is a strategy that's directly related, obviously, to the product offering that they have to deliver. Well, there's been a few commonalities within big CRM in terms of what they've been offering to the market that, in my opinion, has actually sort of steered the way that CRM marketers are thinking about strategy and specifically personalization. So today we're going to talk a little bit around what some of those promises are, what the strategies are that are necessary to deploy to deliver on that, and discuss whether or not, you've probably guessed it, there's a better approach.
Yeah, I mean, 4 years now, Matt, big tech companies invested a ton of money in developments, new features, to achieve, to improve something that is kind of the holy grail, the golden ticket for marketers, which is personalization. The thing is that, unfortunately, if I can say that, they all approach the personalization in the same way. Mm. Like, there is only one way to do personalization, and this way is automation. We saw a lot of investments in different topics. I mean, that can be data segmentation, content personalization, subject line in email. There are a ton of different side or specificities of the personalization, but all of them are always or all often made in a way that's how can we automate all of that? And big tech companies are either building that in-house or gathering different other vendor or tech together to provide this experience and this tool, this platform for marketers to achieve personalization through automation.
Yeah. And I mean, the reason for developing that isn't wrong. You know, what's happened is through tech enablement, marketers have realized there are better ways to create personalized experiences for their customers. And that's been a big focus for marketers for a while now, but we've seen it increasingly bubble up more and more even over the last year. We need more personalization, more relevant experiences. We want to create basically an experience that makes each and every customer feel like their touch points with your brand are unique. So the reason for them developing this technology is in response to a direct market need around personalization. So that in and of itself is a good thing. However, to your point, what we've seen is sort of this, convergence around one specific way to do that.
Yeah, definitely. And something, maybe the root cause of that is a gap between what executives will get, or the presentation that are delivered to executives, the promises to executive on what are the capabilities of the tool, and the actual day-to-day business. I mean, the business, the what needs to be delivered by the team on the field, on the ground. And there is a gap between a PowerPoint capability and what are the actual needs to deliver, to execute on with the final users.
Yeah.
And this is something that is great. Omni-channel campaign. I mean, journeys with personalization through all the channels, all of that. That's something that we all want to achieve with all the consumer and all our customers. The thing is that it's not covering every needs of the company, of the brand you are working for. And there are things that you are required to push. Yeah, there are collection you want to promote. There are some niche products that won't be seen by a consumer if you don't push them promote the product to them. So there are a lot of different things that are not addressed by these automation journeys and personalized journeys.
Yeah. And I mean, the allure of that promise, to your point, Ben, around like sort of having conversations at the executive level, is that's a seductive proposition, especially for big tech, because they have that end-to-end platform that you sort of described at the beginning, from all the way from data to, activation to managing the customer life cycle. Like, they have either built or acquired the technology to be able to, you know, supposedly in some degrees, well, and depends on what you're talking about, in some areas much more limited, but deliver that end-to-end solution for marketers. But the sort of the focus on trigger-based is problematic because, as you mentioned, it doesn't address the business challenges that marketers face. And that gap between delivering for your business while maintaining a customer-centric marketing strategy is real, and automation doesn't solve for that. In fact, in some cases, it probably actually makes it worse. And the reason for that is because it really comes down to issues of scale, in terms of the ability for marketers to be able to really tap into the demand that exists within their first-party data. So trigger-based automation relies on explicit signals that we've talked a lot about. If you listen to the podcast by now, you for sure understand what those are, but basically, you know, specific indicators of intent. You know, I looked at a specific product page or had shown interest in this product now, therefore I must be interested in the same product or similar products in the future. And so trigger-based journeys are very much based on sort of those explicit signals that customers are showing. But what that isn't doing is understanding where that untapped demand is. So when you combine that with business pressures, as you had just previously mentioned, you know, if you have like a very niche shirt that you need to promote or something like that, trigger-based journeys, the promise starts to collapse at that point, because you need to find the right people to be able to deliver on that specific product campaign that you're pushing out. And, you know, a trigger-based campaign, you have to somehow cobble that in to what that's delivering for customers, and it doesn't necessarily work very seamless.
Yeah, and I know that's companies are promoting this product anyway. So discovering that, okay, we still, keeping your example with the shirts, is that you as a brand, you still want to promote this shirt. So the journey, the automation, the journey through automation is not promoting the shirt well enough, or not when in time, in the right timing for the company, then the solution is to push out this product, this offer to consumer through old methodologies. And that can be batch and blast. And so we are really far away from the ideal vision of the personalized experience that's in the exec signed in the first place, or something in the middle with use of the segments, segmentation. But again, grouping 100,000 people in the same segment, or 1 million people in the same segment, if you have a really huge database, that's not personalized experience. Yeah. You are still mass communicating, or if it's it's not batch and blast, that's a mass communication, and you consider that's a big part of your database, or a group of people in your database will behave and be interested by the same product at the same time.
Yeah,
because you need for your business to promote this product at this moment, because you have an overstock, because you have this new collection to promote, and you want that to be seen. And so we are again in another type of gaps between the vision, the understanding of what was shiny and bought in terms of, okay, what we can deliver to our consumer thanks to the tool and the platform and what's actually done in a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
That's different.
And I think that's kind of like maybe the most like interesting point for me is what you just mentioned there, which is basically marketers and companies like to implement onboard and get these, you know, massive pieces of software up and running takes incredible. First of all, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Second of all, they take incredible amount of resources, both from the human resource perspective and time to implement and get up and running, to get your data integrated, to get everything connected, to get it fully actually delivering campaigns for you, can take months, if not even over a year. So marketers are and companies are deploying all of these resources into these tools to essentially move away from batch and blast and basic segmentation, because there is a widespread understanding. Marketers understand that's not the best approach. Like that I think is pretty much common knowledge. I think where things break down is what's the best way to get away from that. So then they spend all of this money on this and all of this time and all of these different people's, you know, resources and energy. And then ultimately they have to go back to batch and blast for a lot of their campaigns anyway. I don't know how many marketers we've talked to that have these tools in place that then are just going back to exactly what they had were trying to get away from because the automation doesn't scale.
Yeah, that's a loophole. That's you can't say you can't get away from that when you are in also, because as you said, you spent so much time. You invested so much money. I mean, a lot, ton of money, ton of time to implement that, to build the 5-6 first journeys, and it takes time to do it. And that's representing such a small amount of the communication and the experience or the relationship that is built with your consumer, and that's not reaching out to everyone. I mean, that's super efficient.
Yeah.
But on a very small portion of the database and not covering all the goals at the same time. So that's, as a marketer, you need to compensate that. And unfortunately, you are stuck with a tool that's is not able to do anything else. That's personalization through automation.
Yeah.
Or mass communication. Even if you have 5 segments, I mean, that's still mass communication. You have 5 segments. You should be able to, you're not going down, breaking that down, your database down to the individual. You are not providing an individual experience, but a mass experience for 5 different groups.
Yeah, and hopefully we have some marketers that are listening right now that are shaking their heads and saying like, yeah, you know, and especially those that are day-to-day managing campaigns, executing those campaigns, running measurement, understanding like which KPIs they're hitting, like doing all of the groundwork. So I think it's important, and this kind of goes to some of what we've talked about, is evangelizing CRM in your organization a bit, is, you know, you're essentially the ones that have the knowledge and the day-to-day ability to say, okay, this is what is required for me to get from point A to point B. You know, marketers on the ground are the ones that actually have to deliver on these business pressures. So I think, you know, what that translates to, and specifically to this conversation, is you need to make sure that you're holding the software solutions that you're considering accountable for the KPIs, for not even just KPIs, but for what you need to deliver for your business, and ask these questions and pressure them on it. And if it's coming from, I think you made the point, Ben, we were talking about this earlier, prior to the conversation, that also have the conversations with your executive team as well. Like make sure that they understand what your specific challenges are, that it's not just they're looking at it as, oh, we need better customer experiences, we need personalization, automation sounds great, let's just go that way. Like have that conversation. Make sure they really understand what you need to deliver every day.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes, I mean, down to the two takeaway I want to share. One is for exec. I mean, the executive that are having this discussion, that's nice. Nobody, I mean, I know that's you know that's not everything that is on the slide on the description will happen the way it's described, but get that discussion with the vendor, but also get the discussion with your team, with the people, the future user or the user that are executing the strategy you want for your company, and being sure that they will be able to actually deliver what's your strategy. Because it's not because the vendor is taking two boxes to say that, yeah, yeah, they can do it and that's match your vision. Don't be seduced too quickly by that, and actually talk to the user of the tool to be sure that on a day-to-day basis, will they be able to deliver what you are expecting? I mean, all faces of your business needs.
Exactly.
And the second point is for users, for the final user. That's too many times I heard this sentence, or I mean, people hiding behind the sentence, saying, oh, that's my boss choice. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's not true. I mean, there is a choice made by your executive, by your CMO, for sure. But you can be heard. I mean, make your voice heard and as a user saying that, okay, just explain, show what was pushed, what was the requirement, what was expected from you to communicate, to promote in the last 3-4 months, and just tick the line. I mean, the boxes of, okay, are we covering automation? Great. Personalization this way? Perfect. Are we covering the launch of the product we launched 5 weeks ago? How do we do that?
Yeah.
How do we select the people that will be really interested by this product and not blasting the entire database with that? How do we promote the overstock product that we don't want to shoot, to contact? We don't want to blast that to everyone because we don't want everyone to see that we are making a discount on something that is from 2 seasons ago, yeah. But we still want them, the product to go and to be bought. All that specific use case, business case, business needs, whatever you name them, list them, and I mean, show them to your management, to the executive that are in the discussion of changing the tool you are using every day.
Yeah, and if you have the opportunity to be in some of those conversations with the vendor, there's no better time to bring up some of these questions directly.
Yeah.
You know, challenge them a bit. Give them different situations, some of the stuff that you just talked about around those business pressures, and see what their response is in terms of how they can scale it. And then I think second, you know, just opening up your mind to, are there other options for personalization? Because it does not, we have to get away from the thinking that it just means automated journeys or trigger-based journeys, because personalization at a high level is just creating a unique, empathetic experience for each and every customer that delights them.
Over time.
Yeah.
But that's something that is often missing in the discussion we have. But today I want to deliver a personalized experience.
Yeah.
So every single user of my database gets a different message. No, I mean, why today they need to receive all different things? No, maybe that's 5 different offers today, and tomorrow that will be 5 others. And for each individual, they will receive different combination of these offers.
Yeah, 100%. And ultimately too, it's thinking about scale. So, you know, automated triggers. I'm not saying at all that they don't have a place or that they're not valuable.
No. I mean, they're part of the strategy for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the stack, but is it scaling the way that you want it to? And if not, how do you create relevant experiences for that other 60, 70, 80, 90% that can't be addressed through automation? Those campaigns that have to go out either way. So I think that's something to think about and something to consider. And hopefully, after listening to us today, you're equipped with some of the questions that need to be asked in some of these conversations with these big solutions.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all we had today, Matt. For those who are watching us on YouTube, you can see that it's still we still have some issue with the studio and the light turning off. so that's that can surprise us sometimes if you are just listening to us. That's why it can be surprising in the voice. But we'll try to find the right setup to get away from this small issue. That was really nice to chat with you, Matt, today again. What we can say, see you, talk to you next week.
Yeah, as always, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.